Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are moving the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. We're doing two Maryland Crab Cake Tour stops this week for the holidays and for our 31st anniversary on radio, which happens next Tuesday. On Friday, we'll be at Fadley's on Friday morning with Dan Rodericks, who put together the best stage show I've ever seen in Baltimore. And I'm looking forward to talking to Dan about that. Also, Roz Lane from the Maryland Lottery is going to be joining us on finally getting a crab cake with us on Fadley's for the holidays. We'll be talking to Damien about shipping Maryland crab cakes as well. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, get two free, and 0% financing. And then next week, I'm really excited about this. So excited, I'm going to invite John Martin to this one. We are going to be having a little bit of a Hammerjacks reunion, a little bit of a rock and roll reunion, a little bit of a Dundalk reunion. We're going to be at Costas next Thursday in the afternoon with the Queen of Dundalk, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer from the Go-Go's, Gina Schock, the drummer, going to be joining us along with the Hammerjacks documentary, folks. I'm in the Hammerjacks documentary. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to let my rock and roll hair out. That's next Thursday. It is all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery and the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. This guy hasn't had a crab cake with me in a long time. He did come out to Costas at some point last year. 31 years I'm on the radio, John Martin, next week. I had to shave to make myself feel younger today. How are you, man?
Well, thankfully, shaving doesn't affect my age at all, one way or the other. I think it's too much gray. Hey, you know what? Wow, I'm breathless just hearing you talk about your week coming up. Wow, that's a lot going on there, man.
Well, it's the holidays, and I got to get out in front of it. The football, it's Pittsburgh week. I'm trying to take my mind off the fact that Lamar's not healthy. So we're trying to find other things to get spirited about for the holidays. But you guys have all sorts of holiday promotions going on. We got sports wagering happening. I've been participating in that a little bit. It is amazing, though. I go out and I talk to people. I was with a friend of mine's son yesterday. He's 30 years old. He's not a he's not one of the ones you can't put the lottery ticket in the in the stocking. But he said to me, Morocco. I made money on Morocco today. I'm like, you made money on Morocco, did you? He's like, whatever, plus 130 in PKs. I figured I'd put 10 bucks on it. I won 13 bucks. And I'm thinking, people are winning. They are.
See that? They are. Hey, you know what? Talk about holidays. First off, let's get Jen taken care of first. You realize, Nestor, and I know you do, and I know she does, we are now in triple digits on both Mega Millions and Powerball. Mega
it's almost million 400 jackpot. Million on the one, right? We're getting close to four, right?
379 Mega Millions as we speak, and 100 million on the Powerball. So those things hopefully will roll. Boy, what a Christmas and New Year's that would be if these things got up in some really big numbers. So that's
don't get me started on everything I would quit and everything I would do and everything I would buy if I had the money.
But you know what? Because it is the holiday time, we are dusting off our annual Let It Snow promotion for our pick three, pick four, and now pick five players. It's as easy as 3, 4, 5.
Go ahead.
You get me. What I did there? You know, easy as 1, 2, 3, but it's as easy as 3, 4, 5, pick three, pick four, pick five. So you buy one of those pick tickets now through December 25th. And on a random basis, you may be fortunate enough to win an instant win, three options, your $2 instant win voucher, your $5 instant win voucher, or if you're really lucky, you get a free $5 Snowflake Cash Fast Play ticket with top prize up to $50,000 if you're really, really lucky. So look for that in your retail operation or wherever you purchase your Maryland Lottery tickets responsibly.
You know, my Wise Markets friends invited me up to Sunbury to go to the ice cream factory. One day I want to come down and I want to sit in the room with all the folks that come up with these promotions and have ideas for this, because I'm thinking there must be a whiteboarding room. We should give people this. And somebody's like, yeah, that's a good idea, right? I mean, you're always coming up with ideas, or are you borrowing them?
Well, it's a little of both, but the room you really want to be in is the room where we say, that'll never work. Nah, that'll never work. So, we have some fun. Because we are a sharing group here, if nothing else, at the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Agency, Nestor, we share ideas with other states. They share with us. So if something goes well in another jurisdiction and we think, you know what, we could Marylandize that and do it here. But that's the way the industry works.
Well, let's go off the script then. Like, what's the best lottery idea you've ever heard? When you were in a room, you're like, Oh my God, that's revolutionary. What pick five?
it's right. Yeah, there are some that are so revolutionary that they just kind of lay an egg when they get out there, and they're not accepted by players. But I tend to go for the naming things. There was a scratch off ticket for the holidays several years ago, and it wasn't ours, and I wish it was. It was called a wreath of Franklin's. Say that real fast.
A wreath of Franklin's. A wreath of Franklin's. Okay. So that's $100 bills. I get that, right?
Right. But say it. Aretha Franklin's. Aretha Franklin's. Aretha Franklin's.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
That was wonderful.
I knew you'd make me laugh this morning if I opened things up, because you're all serious today, you know?
Oh, I tell you something that'll make you laugh. Why is it that the Ravens?
Why it wasn't Benjamin's.
Yeah, right. The Ravens are fortunate enough, and I say that with air quotes, to be playing both Christmas Eve and New Year's Day. How is that possible? The Maryland Lottery is proud to be there in Ravenswalk, as we are at every home game for the Ravens. But wow, to have those two holidays be both in town, I guess that's good news, isn't it?
You know what? I've talked a lot about crowds and the Ravens and tickets and game day and all that. And I thought Christmas Eve, who would want to go to a game on Christmas Eve? It is like on my timeline, people are like, if you have tickets, I need tickets. Apparently the Christmas Eve game is it's a bigger game than I thought it was. And even though it's the Atlanta Falcons, there's a lot of demand on the Christmas Eve game.
Hey, you are in no position to be saying, oh, it's just the Atlanta Falcons now, pal. I mean, they all count.
I know we play Cleveland next week. I that's why I'm having Roz on next week.
Good move. We'll see how that goes. And then, of course, January 1st, New Year's Day. You know, it's Steeler week this week, but January 1st, the Ravens and the Steelers here in Baltimore.
I had Mike Flynn on this week, a former center, was the Super Bowl 35 team. He's actually bringing his boys up for the game. He said his boys have fallen in love with the Ravens. He lives in Boston, and his kids all want to come to him. And New Year's Day, they're going to be in Baltimore for that. So they are bringing some alums back for the Steelers game. And certainly these next couple of weeks, we talked a lot of football here, 4 out of the next 5 weeks in division. These games look like, when the schedule came out, we're like, Cleveland, they stink. Pittsburgh, Mitch Trubisky, these will be easy games. And then all of a sudden, there's nothing easy about the National Football League. It's even harder to wager on if you got to get points one way or another.
You know it is, and what we're seeing so far. I mean, next week we will announce our revenue numbers for the first partial month of mobile wagering here in the state of Maryland. And I don't have the official figures yet, but I'm already seeing some things here and reading the tea leaves. So it's going to be somewhat what we expected. The retail, the 9 locations that are open for brick and mortar, come on in, sit a spell, and place your bets here. They did a little less than what they did the previous month. They'll be probably in the, $30 to $33 million range of their total handle, and net about $700 million to the state blueprint for Maryland's future fund. So we expected that. When mobile started, we expected that to take a little hit, right?
I mean, so a lot of folks aren't going to go to Greenmount Station anymore. They're just going to bet on that people that were betting in bricks and mortar the first 8 months, they're going to take advantage of this thing, right? I mean, they're not going to be bricks and mortar people. I don't want to say anymore. They might come in for dinner, a crab cake, whatever they do. But it, again, my friend the other day, just in PKs, just looked down on his phone and said, all right, $10 on this. Like it's becoming too easy, I would think, to do it on your phone, to think, well, I got to get in my car and do it anymore. And that's probably why people were after you and everybody else for months, is trying to make it easier. And I'll say something else about sports wagering in the last couple of weeks, because I follow the news and the industry as it goes. The U.S. playing in the last game they played when they lost, right, that the amount of money bet on the U.S. here. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, World Cup must have really stimulated sports wagering here in a weird way, beginning right around Thanksgiving, that this is a once every 4 years tournament. We've never had any thought about betting in it in America for years and years and years. And it came on in the middle of football season. I'm thinking, there are probably a lot of people betting on the World Cup every day that just, it's never been played this time of the year. So there's probably a little stack on for the rollout here the first month, right?
Oh, and it's that is absolutely the case. And it's, you know, because they are so intertwined, it's going to be hard to really extract which events really contributed most. But again, what we're seeing already with the mobile side, and again, the official numbers will be out Monday, December 12th. We're seeing that it's probably going to be about 80, 85% of the market as we had thought before. Again, we'll roughly do in the low 30 million on the mobiles or on the retail side, but mobile will be, you know, upwards of 180 million plus when you look at the total handle. And again, that's the money that comes in. Once you pay out the winners, what's left is the hold. And that is typically in the, low teens, you know, it might be 10 to 14% that the books are holding. And then on the retail side, of course, there is no promo play. On the mobile side, there is significant promo play.
Getting free money to sign up, right?
I mean, you know, when we've talked about this before, and everybody knows that, you know, from radio and TV and web and social media, there's just so much being inundated and spent. You know, we've only had 8.5 days in November. You know, we started November 23rd, but we also had November 21st was kind of a half day, you know, warm up, our controlled demonstration day. So in 8.5 days to be upwards of, you know, the numbers we're seeing just shows you the pent up demand and the power of the promotional engine that these now seven entities are rolling out. And what it means to Maryland in the near term is that there's not a lot of money trickling over to the Blueprint for Maryland Future Fund from mobile. Most of these entities, these seven mobile sports books, are putting in more promotional money than they're netting out. Let me give you an example. On the retail side, I'll keep the numbers and the percentages clean. $1 million comes in at retail. They pay out $900,000. Their hold is 10%. They have $100,000. They have no promotional play. We get 15% of that. That's $15,000 that goes to the Blueprint for Maryland's Future Fund on the retail side. Now flip the script to the mobile side. It's a bigger market. They bring in $10 million. They pay out $9 million. Again, the percentages are still going to be about the same, 10%. They have $1 million left. But they have spent $2 million. They have $1 million left. They have spent $2 million on promotions. You got $1 million, you spent two.
Well, anybody can see the math that if you're getting $200 free to make a $10 bet, that you can see there's $190 of money in there that's not taxable. Right. I mean, and so, that's so really, but this is a short-term issue. This is a three-month issue.
It's very much a short.
By the Super Bowl, everybody that's going to sign up is going to sign up, right? Kind of, sort of.
It is a, you would hope, and it is a short-term issue, but it's a short-term issue because of the regulations we put in place. The original law said unlimited promo play, because back in 2021, that was the industry standard. A lot of other jurisdictions said unlimited promo play. And then as those states got into it, they're starting to pump the brakes and trying to work that back. We had the foresight when we put the regulations to say, you know what, we'll give you that unlimited promo play for the first year. But in the second year, you got a 20% cap, which means you, licensee sportsbook, you better manage your resources, because that cap is predicated on what you netted the previous year. So if you continue to have month after month losses, you will show no revenue at the end of the year. So 20% of zero is zero. So you've just now given yourself nothing in a promo bucket.
Well, the casinos want to make money too.
Sure they
right?
do.
Yeah.
So, you know, we you're right. This thing will level out. Probably not until after March Madness, but it will level out. And the sports books will all say, well, wait a minute, we can't keep doing this. Otherwise, we won't have any promo dollars at all next year. So we'll see some of that come back in line. But I think people in the media, people who maybe don't follow it as closely as you do, are going to look at this and go, whoa, what happened? Well, nothing happened. This is all what
it's
we knew was going to happen.
Literally,
it's
right?
part of the rollout. You know, it's what any business does in any marketplace trying to get customers
in terms of getting their market share, and it is predictably by the bigger entities. You know, those, so we'll see what happens after several months. So I wouldn't be too concerned. Let's get through the football season. Let's get through March Madness. Let's kind of catch our breath in the spring and see where we're at for the second half of calendar 23, and then we'll be in a much better position a year from now.
Always love talking to John Martin from the Maryland Lottery. We will be giving away some Raven scratch-offs on Friday at Fadley's as part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation. Also next Thursday, doing our rock and roll and 31st anniversary celebration. I barely look 31, John. Hey, I want to go off the script one more minute because this morning, early in the morning, and probably because I'm out on LinkedIn and I got 25,000 people to follow me and you're one of them and liking this and that. Arizona Lottery, the DU of the Arizona Lottery wrote a letter, and you can go read it and check it out on LinkedIn, just about the state of sports wagering in his state and the lottery in his state and the money and where all the money goes and the millions of dollars that feed the fund that you're talking about. But he also mentioned the fact that we can now bet sports mobily, and my friend's betting on Morocco, maybe next week as well. Is there a point where the lottery will come on like that? And aren't there states where you can buy a lottery ticket online on mobile?
Yeah. And again, that's a jurisdiction by jurisdiction proposition. There are 11 lotteries around the country that offer a mobile iLottery option in their portfolio. We are currently not one of them.
And that's an Annapolis issue, right? That would have to be legislated, all of that, right?
Yep. No, it's very different. Yes.
Realistic or not realistic in your, from where you're sitting?
Oh, I think mobile sports wagering makes it more realistic. I think the pandemic makes it more realistic. These other 11 jurisdictions and some of them have mobile sports wagering. They all did well during the pandemic because people could continue making their lottery purchases. We, of course, were bound by brick and mortar locations, although we did pretty well too. It could have been a better net.
Did it dip dramatically during that period of time? I would think it probably dipped at least a little bit, right?
It dipped a little bit initially, and then over time it kind of leveled out and then actually took off towards the end of the pandemic.
People had to go out to get food and do things, and you know, if they're out, they're trying to do normal things even with a mask, but it was definitely a weird time. I didn't even think so much about that.
Well, and absolutely. And other entertainment options were closed off. I mean, they couldn't go to movie theaters. They couldn't go to concerts. Some of the sports venues were even limited in people attending in person. So as a release or as an entertainment option, the lottery was kind of a constant. So I think going forward, whether it happens in 2023, 24, 25, who knows? But I think you'll see a migration for a lot of lotteries, not just Maryland, looking at all available platforms, because we're here to provide revenue to our states, and the states are always challenging us with ways to continue to do that.
John Martin is here. I'll wrap things up with you by allowing you to talk about the holidays. You talk about holiday scratch-offs. Ross is bringing me some holiday scratch-offs to give away next week over at Costas as well. But the cautionary tale, you know, my wife is leaving to go with her lawless younger sister, who's now 46 years old, but who broke state laws in New Hampshire back in the 1980s. And we want to make sure folks aren't doing anything stupid with these scratch-offs that I'm giving away as well at Fadley's on Friday.
Well, again, I mean, the lottery tickets, whether they're scratch-off tickets or any game in the lottery, you must be 18 or older to participate. So please, they are not toys for children. They are gifts for adults. Just play responsibly, gift responsibly during the holiday season. Have some fun with it, and you'll be fine.
There's nothing better than when I gift a Maryland lottery ticket like this to some lady at Pappas, and she stands up screaming, "I want $50! I want $50!" And I'm thinking, what if they want $100,000? Because every week you have these people sitting in their car scratching and saying, "I can't believe it's real."
I tell you what, if you handed out a $100,000 winner at Pappas, I guarantee you she would not jump up and scream, "I won $100,000." She would discreetly put it aside, maybe leave a healthy tip, and then get out of there. Is typically what happens, but you know.
Well, they come and see you, and you get the purple boas out and take pictures in the Buddy Rugo room, and have a great week. I'm going to see Roz on Friday down at Fadley's, finally getting her a crab. I'm going to send her one to go for Greg from Northeast as well, her husband, a longtime listener here at AM 1570, and I hope you have a good week, and we'll check back in again next week, and you're going to have numbers next week, right?
Literally. We will have numbers. We'll have lots more to talk about next week, Nestor.
All right, you've already undersold me on the numbers because of all these promotional plays, so I'm not expecting the big timpani, but I'm looking forward forward to hearing how we're doing. And the rollout of this has been exciting for everybody. So John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, but not Swark, even though things are coming online here. Make sure you're out. We're gambling responsibly. I mean, a lot of people a couple weeks ago downloading this and downloading that. Hold up. Stay within your means. It's the holidays. I am Nestor. I'm staying within my means. I'm going to have two crab cakes at Fadley's and at Costas next week as part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore Positive.